That's all you do to it, salt it. And then you take that out and put it out on a platter and slice it up and put gravy on it, and real good, with beef especially.
Now, your mother make white or wheat bread or both?
Very little rye or wheat. That was later on. They started preaching to us about whole wheat bread, so we would try it, but usually just white flour bread.
What would you call a soft drink?
We'd call it soda water.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about in those days, did people ever make illegal liquor at home?
Yes, but it wasn't illegal for a long time. You could make anything you wanted before Prohibition. And then they'd cut you down to, you could make a little wine even during Prohibition. But Prohibition didn't work.
What did they call that stuff they sold?
Moonshine. Nah, it used to be when they were doing Prohibition. I can show you some old stills out in the hills.
A lot of farms had stills?
Not usually on the farms. They'd go out in the brush someplace so the police wouldn't catch them.
That's great. Now, are you familiar with the word casserole?
Oh, sure.
Okay, what would that be?
Oh, it'd just be a mixture of a little meat in it and a lot of vegetables. And bake it. Now we make it out of everything, salmon and fish of all kinds. And
now, would they ever have any other name, or would they call it that?
Casserole. And at a certain time, we had bread pudding and raisin pudding, we call it. Rice pudding. Call them puddings.
I see. Have you ever heard of a hot dish or a covered dish?
Oh, sure.
Is that the same thing?
Yes. Well, not necessarily. Hot dish or covered dish is like you bake some meat while you keep it hot with a cover on it. That's all it means.
Now, what about if you would have maybe a cookout or something and they would cook over a fire or maybe over
a barbecue, we usually call that.
And so, exactly what would a barbecue be?
Well, we'd cook over a fire and have some barbecue sauce, and we'd cook potatoes and everything. Fried potatoes in Dutch ovens, and we'd even cook bread out there, biscuits. I want to tell you something. This is just a late thing. Us Mormons, we're all always having picnics. Anyway, you take a 10-gallon can and put about 6 or 8 inches of potatoes on the bottom. On top of that, put some carrots. And then start adding some meat. You can add different kinds. You can add weenies or you can add regular meat, and make about 4 or 5 layers in that 10-gallon can and stick it over a fire with the lid on and cook it about an hour. And it's all cooked, all of it. Pour it out in a tub and dip it up. it works good, and it's fast, and it's good flavored and everything. It's easy to do,
when
too.
I can afford some meat, I'll do that. So, I guess, do you remember any kind of cakes your mother would make for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, hot cakes, we'd call them. Uh-huh. Flapjacks. And then once in a while, we'd make waffles. That's too much trouble. I should tell you about the wild fruit that we'd gather and bottle and make jams. We'd use the choke cherries and wild gooseberries and wild currants especially.
They have all of those around.
Oh, yeah. Currants is my favorite. Choke cherries are next.
How are the choke cherry trees doing on the orchards? Are they healthy still?
Oh, they're all right, but you can't eat the leaves. That'll poison cattle, too. Are they? Oh, I noticed that along the roads. They got that black fungus on them. Yeah.